Time for all of our hard work to pay off at the dinner table now, because the season of good eating is getting underway. Joining us live this morning, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, our Friday yard warrior. Is it time to harvest already, Mike?
Well, it would have been if we had not had the rain. One thing people don't understand about gardening, and they often think a disease takes them out of the game early in the season, is you shouldn't handle the wet leaves of your plants, especially string beans, pole beans, tomatoes, squash. There's just a curious thing that happens if you handle those plants when they're wet. Afterwards, the leaves just curl up and die, and you can really ruin your season. So you don't want to work wet plants. That's hugely important.
Wow. What causes that?
It's a way of spreading disease. The plants are overly sensitive. I have to admit, I truly don't understand completely the mechanism, but one year I overplanted string beans, and we were sick of them. And one morning it was raining like heck, and I told my wife, I'm going to go outside and pick string beans. And the next day they were all dead. Thank God. we couldn't eat one more bean came into the house, and I'd be sleeping in the garage, and we don't have a garage.
Is stuff ready earlier this year because of the hot weather?
Stuff is not only ready earlier, but in general, people wait too long to pick. Many of the crops we eat, string beans, summer squash like zucchini and yellow crookneck squash, cucumbers, eggplants, these are all edible as soon as they achieve a nice enough little size. You should not wait to let any of those things get to full size. They will start to develop off tastes and bitter tastes. And more importantly, the plant will slow down production. If you pick little baby cukes, little baby squashes like they charge extra for in the supermarket, pick your string beans while they're still small with no bulges, the plants will keep popping stuff out because they haven't produced viable seeds. You can harvest five times as much from a single plant at the end of the season by weight, by picking small, when they're tastier and more sugary in the morning.
Right. They are much better that way. We've done very well with eggplant in this area this year. But what do you do? I am having a hard time with watermelon and cantaloupe to the extent of I'm not exactly sure when I should be harvesting them.
Oh, goodness, that's the ultimate test. That's the where you have to go up to the hermit on the mountain and ask. There are several signs. Watermelon thumping, for instance, is overrated. Don't go for that. But where the melon sits on the ground, a watermelon will develop what's called a ground spot or couche, where it changes color, generally a yellow spot. That's not disease. That's a sign that the watermelon is ripening up. But believe it or not, the best sign that a watermelon is ready to pick, and there's no bigger heartbreak than picking a watermelon 2 days too soon, is you look for the tendril. You know those little tendrils that come off and hang on to things as the plant is growing?
No, what is it? Oh, yeah. The little curly cubes. The little fingers that hold on.
Right. You wait until the tendrils closest to the watermelon start to brown up and die, and then the watermelon is ripe.
Good advice. That's Mike McGrath, our garden editor and our Friday yard warrior.